I'm not gonna shy away from that. That's exactly what I was doing. And I wish I had all of the Steno notebooks that I filled with all these different stories. I should have been filled up with assignments. But that was a major part of me. And I also used a big moment in my life in Chapter 4 when the character Mrs. Webb is going through Matthew's is showing Matthew his final grade for the English class. What happens in there, I'm not going to completely spoil it, but at the same time, what happened there is exactly what happened to me. And a lot of the wording that Mrs. Webb used was the same wording that my English 12 teacher, Mrs. Witten, used. So that was something that was very, very important to me, and it was the first moment when I realized that maybe I had something with these characters, and maybe I can do something with them. So this, what you're about to read, and I really hope you do read this, this is the first step of what I will be doing with these characters. This is, as I've said many times before, this is the first part of a trilogy, book one of the Excelsior Journeys. And I cannot wait to tell you guys all about the sequel, because that's going to be something really, really special. Anyway, going back to the questions. And the final question from Glenn is, why and how did you decide upon Lizard Men as the antagonist? Well, it always seemed to feel like that was going to be the real antagonist, the sort of look that the Crunations were going to have. Something very, very, ugly, very, threatening, very malicious. And that was really started my sophomore year in high school, when I was first developing the Excelsior mythology, you can say. And the Crunations were always had that sort of feeling. They, just basically kind of dwelled, out from the planet, from the darker part of the planet, and, very much an example of, characters, like, literally crawling out of the slime, but at the same time, like, it's, they just didn't evolve in the same sort of fashion as the Denarians did, because the Denarians were over on the other side of the planet, the part that Excelsior had really paid attention to the most. Which is where he believed that life would be the most, would have the most chance for the best possible life. And it was Excelsior's doppelganger, the force of him that broke away from him, Tornatrax, that created the Crunations, that basically created an adversary, and filled their heads with hatred and distrust for anyone Denarian. And so, as things were moving on with the writing of the story, the look of the Crunations stayed the same. And during the rewriting, when I was talking with my editor, I realized that there was so much more that the Crunations, and specifically Tornatrax, represent for that planet. And one thing that really got to me was the development of the Crunations themselves and what it was that they really represented. And one moment immediately popped into my head that these guys had to be reptilian. They had to be snake-like, you can say, because of what they represented. And what they represented basically was the snake in the Garden of Eden. They were the force basically just kind of getting into the way of an ultimate paradise. And so once I realized that, then everything just steamrolled from there. So, that was the main key of the Crunations. It was an idea that I had when I was first developing this character in 1992. Excuse me. But at the same time, as it broadened, as the mythology deepened, as the holes were filled in, it just seemed like the perfect way to go for these characters. And then once I had that extra reason, once the representation really kind of came into play, then I knew that was it. This was going to be, that was exactly the way they were going to look, and this was why they were going to look that way. So thank you so much, Glenn, for putting in your questions. The door is wide open. All you have to do is just send a question into frompartsunknowncgi@gmail.com. That's all you need to do. Post a question. I will post an audio boo answering it. And it's as simple as that. So go ahead and send it in. And until next time, ever upward.